Our morning show today on WRCL. The first half talks about a real fun event coming up for our community, the upcoming Wellness Stride put on by Simon's Recreation Complex and also ADRC, Richland County. Roxanne Kluberton's Gerber, Aging and Disability Resource Center managers in the studio, along with Denise Lenz, Interim Director for Simon's Recreation Complex. Roxanne, it's getting to be about that time of year again for you, isn't it?
It is. We are super excited. So last year we partnered with Simon's for our first Wellness Stride. It actually is in celebration of Older Americans Month and also ADRC Month, which is in May. So we're excited to be able to continue this partnership and have our second annual Wellness Stride. This year, though, we're increasing it. We're doing a 3K, and then we're also doing a 5K run as well. So we're excited to be able to do a little bit more this year.
Do you remember why you first had the vision of putting this on?
It really was trying to figure out how can we get people involved? How can we get all of the generations involved? Not just individuals who are over 60. We really want to have the whole community get involved because really in any aspect, we're all aging. We're going to get there at some point. So really doing an intergenerational event was really kind of that vision. And when I sat down last year with Simon's to say, what could we do? This is what we came up with. And we had a really great turnout last year. We had individuals from the age of 6 months all the way up to 83, I think, or 87 was our oldest one. So it was a really fun event.
I can't think of many things you can put on that can involve that kind of age group.
Exactly.
Right? So that'll be a special thing. It's coming up May 23rd. And you're here to kind of get the word out today then, Roxanne.
We are. We really want to make sure that people know about the event. It's going to be nice. It'll be right before Memorial Day weekend. It's the Thursday before, and it's after school, after work, so people can really come out and get involved. And we wanted to start talking about this early enough so people can start putting it in their planners.
Why is it important for those of us that are 60 and over to stay active?
Well, it's proven that, you know, it helps with your mental health. It helps with your cognitive abilities. So staying active all the way throughout your life really has long-term effects. You know, it keeps you involved. It keeps you social, keeps you a part of your community. So it's really important to continue to do all those things and starting at a younger age. So, and luckily here, we've got some really great opportunities for people to stay active and involved in our community. And so we want to highlight that.
I know that there are people that just regularly do this, but there are others that, you know, it's pretty impressive for somebody to go from the couch to doing something like this. And I'm guessing you're hoping that some of those people respond as well.
I hope so. And if nothing else, if they at least call Simon's and say, hey, what kind of activities do you have at Simon's Recreation? We've partnered with them. We've enjoyed a really long partnership with Simon's, and they do all of our health promotions. So we have programs to help get people off the couch, get them moving again, get them involved. And so we'd like to see people at least call, find out more about it, and see what other programs are out there.
You encourage them to find out more about the Simons, especially, don't you?
We do.
Let's talk a little bit to Denise Lenz, who's back in the studio as interim director. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
I am doing great. Doing great.
Good to have you back in the studio with us. So explain the title of interim director.
Interim director. So about three and a half, four years ago, I retired after having my 30-plus years in at Simon's. And at that time, my assistant director, Tracy, took over as director, and then COVID hit and all that craziness and whatnot. So after 3.5 years, Tracy said, you know, I've got some other things I want to do. So her last day was on March 4th. And she asked if in the interim, before someone was hired, if I would come back in. So it's been really, I'm going to say rewarding, because it really highlighted why I did what I did for 30 years. Simon's is such a great place, and the people in the community are so wonderful that they're very patient with me. And I was like, well, this is how we did it 4 years ago, but I'm not quite sure, you know, and so they've been very patient with me. So the next director will be on board on April 15th. So there'll be some training, obviously, that I will help with, but I'm just excited for the future of Simon's and all the great programming and the things that are going to happen there.
Has the next director been hired, or is that process still going on?
Yes, has been hired, given their notice, and I don't know what I want to go on the radio and say who it is, but they will be on board on the 15th, and a wonderful pick and will be lots of great ideas. And I'm just excited for the future assignments.
As I told you, when you contacted me when we had bad weather, and you know, like, what, are we in the 90s again here? I wasn't expecting to hear from you.
Yeah, so. It was kind of, I get that reaction from the, no, Denise is retired. Denise is back, but Denise is having a good time. It's been fun meeting with the people, and the people at Simons, I bet I've had over 100 people come in and say thank you for coming back and filling in. And it's just it's kind of like coming back for I'm gonna say a family reunion. Simons, for a number of years I had two sons, but my third child was Simons. Sure. And it's nice to see that it's progressing well and still enriching people's lives.
Indeed. And I think you want to get that word out there that the Simons is fine. Not much has changed, right?
Yeah, Simons, actually in January of this year, so we keep numbers of the revenue, the users and stuff, and we are back in January, we're back to 2019 numbers. The January in 2019, prior to the whole COVID craziness, the numbers are right back on board. So people have supported us through COVID, but there's just a whole another bunch of people that are coming in, and the emphasis on fitness for people who are just starting out. The swimming pool is such a huge asset for this community, and it's nice. This morning I was looking, and we keep track of, we've had probably 100 people in already this morning, and the pool is packed, and that's, my mother's there, so I get to see my mom when she comes in. But it's keeping people active, it's keeping people in their home, and it's keeping them healthy. So it's a great place.
Indeed. And you're really pleased to go along with ADRC in this upcoming event too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. As Roxanne said, we've had a great partnership of getting classes at Simons, but also in recent years, we've got classes starting tomorrow in Muscadet. We have classes starting in Lafarge. So we are branching out into the other areas. So instead of all those folks having to come to Simons, we teach in Muscadet and right now in Lafarge classes. So it's a nice outreach, getting the people the exercise they need closer to where they live.
So where do you meet in those two locations?
In Muscadet, we're in the city... the Cradwell Center. Mm-hmm. And in Lafarge, it's the same. That's one. 4 years ago, we met. I'm not sure. I think it's like a senior center or something in Lafarge. I don't know the exact one on that, but I know they start tomorrow.
Do people go through the Simons to find out more information?
They
about
do.
That,
they
then?
Do. So we do all the registration at Simons. And then the nice thing is we also, you know, Roxanne is here in Richland Center, but we also work with Vernon County. We work with Iowa County. We work with Grant County with their ADRCs. Am I saying that right? They all have an organization there. So they help pay for those portion or the fees associated with some of that too. So it's nice having that cooperation and working together. So we can offer outside of Richland County and into other counties as well.
I know that you put on some runs during the year. You have the ugly sweater mm-hmm. run and different ones, but this is kind of the first big one of the year, isn't it, for
yes,
Simons?
Yes, it is. And it sounds like it's going to be a great one to have. I think we had last year had 108 participants, and it's nice with the ages. And to me, I like, it's going to be warmer.
Yes.
You know, you can get out and you can do the walk and enjoy, you know, have a multi-generational, have grandma and the kids and mom and dad and bring everybody out for the walk. I think it's a great event.
Will you have some other things going on that day at the Simons Complex?
We're going to do like some snacky kind of stuff, but then we'll do tours. So if people haven't been in Simons, that they can come in and get a tour and see, you know, what is happening. So, hopefully the weather's well. So we couple, several years ago, we had the patio created for such events so that we can do stuff out into the patio in front of Simons. So we're hoping for good weather and that we can use that space.
The course, is that kind of the same as some of the other events you've had?
Yeah, out towards Allison Park and then swinging back, so going through the park and then swinging and coming back, yep.
Special t-shirts and things like that too?
Roxanne's really good at coming up with the colors, and Tracy, before she left, worked on the design, so yep, t-shirts, and Roxanne can speak to the, there's some specifics about who gets a, or not who, but you can speak to that.
Yeah. Go ahead. What, the t-shirts, are they pretty stylish, are they?
Well, of course, because they have ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex okay. on them. T-shirts, we have individuals who are 11 and under or over 60. The walk is free. For individuals in between those ages, it's $10. And you get a shirt with that as long as you sign up by May 6th. We do have to have those orders in by May 6th to be able to get them in time for the walk. So the kids and our older individuals are going to be free, and then all of us in between, it'll be $10 per person.
Do people go to the ADRC website or the Simons to sign up?
So Simons Recreation is where they're going to want to sign up. So they can call to get information. I believe they can sign up on the website and in person. So
either way. So you're going to be recruiting, Denise, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
People that come through the door.
We started 108 last year. We'll shoot for 200 this year.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great goal.
Yeah. And from what my history with runs is, it's all dependent on the weather, you know, and a lot of people wait to the last minute. And we don't want you to wait, though, because if you want a T-shirt, we would like to get those ordered so that people can have them. But everything is up on our website right now, so the registration is up on there, and you can pay online if you want to, if you're not in the age group that would get a free one.
Can you describe the T-shirt, the outlay, and the colors, Roxanne?
Well, we're going to go with blues. ADRC, mm-hmm. our state color is blue. So I don't have, actually, Tracy didn't send me that design yet. So I know that's coming. So I don't know for sure. But we did settle on a blue shirt. So, and then probably with white lettering.
Great. Look yeah. forward to that. Yeah. As we have the opportunity and you're in here, could you talk about some other programs that are coming up here in the spring?
Sure. So Denise talked about a couple of the programs that we're doing. So programs that we've partnered with Simons on over the last, I think this partnership's been going for 16, 17 years now. Okay. Denise actually started it with our previous ADRC manager, Linda, and it's just grown from there. So we offer Tai Chi, we offer Strong Bodies, and then we also offer a program called SAIL, and that is, I got to look at what my notes here, Stay Active and Independent for Life. So those programs run through Simons Recreation. We also have a new program starting next week called Bingo Size. So we will be out at the community center doing Bingo Size twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And sign up, people need to sign up by Monday to be able to participate in that. But that is incorporating exercise with bingo. And that's a 10-week program. So we're excited to be able to add that new program as well. So, and it's been a really great partnership. You know, we don't get a lot of funds, but we get some funds through the Older Americans Act, and to be able to do health promotion. And we really honestly couldn't do what we do without Simons Recreation. We're able to work with them. They're the experts in exercise, is what I always like to say. I'm not. So working with them, they're able to get individuals involved. They've got leaders for that. And our small little bit of funding that we get goes a lot further when we can partner with Simons Recreation and then also our surrounding counties, because each one of the counties, we pay for those individuals that are from our county. So that has been a really, really positive thing that we've seen. Our health promotion programs are for individuals 60 and older, and then there is a suggested contribution rate of generally $20 per class, but that's only if individuals can afford it. If they can't, then that's okay too, but we do have that out there where they can do a contribution if they'd like.
Branching out to cities and towns like Muscadet and Lafarge, too, that's a great way to expand your horizons a little bit, too, isn't it?
It really is. Those border communities, and I say this about all of our border communities, is they sometimes feel like they're not a part of things because they're so far out from their county centers or from their county seats. So it's been really great to be able to get out into those communities. And a lot of Richland County individuals go into Muscadet, you know, because we're right there on the border. And same thing, Lafarge is right there on the border as well. So we get a lot of our Richland County folks from out on that edge of the county that go to those classes. It's easier for them to drive 5 minutes into Lafarge or into Muscadet than coming, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes into Richland Center. So we always want to think of our county as a whole, and we want to think about those people not only that live right in the county center, but also live in, you know, all of our outlying areas as well.
Is there a thought about expanding that to some other towns in the future, or has that been discussed?
We have done Viola in the past as well. We've talked about Lone Rock too, but we haven't really made any moves towards that yet.
I know prior to COVID hitting, I had an instructor in Casanova that was ready to teach a class. So part of the cooperation that we have, Roxanne has access to a lot of very individualized training that without us having the help and the funds, so we can send our instructors and we find people in those areas that we don't serve or we didn't serve the class and be able to offer that. When COVID hit, it kind of took a backseat. We were actually looking at the Lone Rock and Spring Green area too of getting, so it's getting somebody who lives in that area. So I would, if anybody out there is listening and that they would be interested in getting trained for some of these classes, we would love to hear from you to see, because the, from my understanding, the more outreach that we can do, I mean, it benefits. We had talked to the people in Sauk County, and we had talked to people in Sauk County. So that would be in Casanova, would be just over the border, would be Sauk there, and same thing in Lone Rock, to be able to co-op. But even if it isn't, if it's reaching those people in Lone Rock or reaching the people in Casanova, because you know, that's the area that I was from. And, you know, for us to go to Reedsburg or go to Richland Center, it was half an hour in a car. And if you just had to go down the road to Casanova to do a class more, people would be more apt to do that.
Sure. Not drive, especially when you get into the winter months and things
exactly.
like that. So
yeah.
Perfect. And that's, we were on not too long ago talking about the benefits and things like that. And you're seeing that more and more, I think, aren't you?
Absolutely. I just got done teaching a lifestyle class. And when I think about aging, I want my health span and my lifespan to be going the same directory. I see people in their 20s and 30s that their health span is really starting to decline because of the things that, you know, the lack of exercise or the improper nutrition or the high amount of stress. But to keep your health span and your lifespan, and then everybody's going to die. You know, that's a well-known fact. But I want to be as healthy and as active as long as I can. And I think the classes that are being offered and the lifestyle choices that people make can really make a big difference towards that.
It was just in the news last week that the lifespan actually went up last year. It's the first time it mm-hmm. has for a few
yeah.
years.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the health span isn't going up. You know, so because of choices, you know, the diabetes or heart disease or food choices or societal choices because of stress and stuff that people are under, health span is not as what I encourage people, you know, it's a whole effort. So exercise is part of it. Nutrition is part of it. You know, reducing your stress. There's key parts to it all, but to increase your health span so that as you live to be 80 or 90 years old, it's not, you know, you're not just moving around sitting in a chair or something, that you're able to get up and play with your grandkids or whatever it is that you want to be able to do.
Yeah, get that heart going a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, exactly. Use those muscles.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, and we talked about Roxanne's programs, but Simon's benefits from those, and they benefit from you. It's a great partnership, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we have the people on staff who really are into exercise, and I appreciate that a lot of people maybe aren't as excited about exercise as what people maybe at some, but I would hope that their enthusiasm, one of our instructors, when I was leaving the building today, she's whooping and hollering, and I think her excitement, people come just because she livens them up and starts their day out, you know, in a happy way. And they're 50% of the people who come in this morning who are in the water don't have anybody else at home. So this is their time to connect, the social connection. They're getting the exercise. They're getting outside. They're getting, you know, some fresh air. The sun comes out, they're going to get some of that. And then they go back and they're healthier for the rest of their day. And I would just encourage anybody who's listening who is home and they think, well, I wouldn't fit in. Everybody will fit in at Simon's. It's just a happy environment. And if you aren't able to come to Simon's, you know, coming to the Muscadet classes or coming to the Lafarge classes or contacting us and saying, yeah, if you had a class in Casanova or if you had a class in Lone Rock, you know, if we can start a database of people who want to, but even more so, if you would be interested in teaching those classes, we'd love to hear from you too, because we can provide the education for that.
The first time that you go is probably the hardest time, isn't it?
absolutely is the hardest. And I liken it to saying the first time you've done anything, the first time you give a speech, or the first time coming here and talking on the radio, you know, that's kind of scary. The first time for anything, but it's like we, I train in before me, I train the staff to know that this is scary for people. And I've heard of people who drive around the parking lot, they would come in, go out, you know, three or four times before they park the car and actually come in the building. But that's a normal reaction. It's for people who aren't used to exercising and coming into a strange, I'm going to say a strange facility, but a different facility. It can be intimidating. And we hope that people will just do that, understanding that that is the reaction from just about everybody there is.
Now, I've talked to people that say they wish they would have done it, you know, long before that, but right. But sometimes, you know, it's better late than ever, right?
Yeah. And I can say this with my mother. I worked on her for probably 8 or 9 years. I'm like, you have got to get into the swimming pool. And she was having a harder time getting around. And now she'll say, I should have done it sooner. And she just turned 90. She's living at home. And she says, if she hadn't come, she would probably not be here now, because she was having such a hard time getting around. And she's the biggest advocate for people, and she's recruiting people and saying, you just need to come in and do it, because you just feel so much better getting in the water. And people liken the water to, they say, it's miracle water. And for a person who's got achy joints, they, you know, have a risk for falling or whatnot, getting in the water is just, you provide the resistance, you provide that socialization. It's just, I can't say enough positive about what happens in the pool at Simon's. It's just, it's great.
The way you just described it, it sounded like the movie Cocoon.
And I haven't said the miracle waters. The people who, they, you know, my 70, 80, 90-year-old customers who come in there, that's what they say. That's how much better they feel when they get in the water. It's just it. And we're so fortunate in a rural community to have an indoor swimming pool that people can access, you know, all year round. We're so fortunate. You know, I think of John and Edith, and I think the last time we were in here thinking, when you look back on your life to say what you contributed, I look at John and Edith, their gift just keeps giving. You know, the people's quality of life and everything is just so much better because they can get in the pool and socialize, but in an exercise. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, think how many lives have been affected as a result of that.
And this, I can kind of tell you, so right now we're doing a software upgrade, and we're not doing all the people. So right now we have 3,000 active users of Simon's. But we have another 10,000 people who occasionally are coming in, and then we have to pay per every 5,000. So there's another 10,000 on top of that. So there's probably conservatively 30 to 35,000 people who have used Simon's in the past 30 plus years. And if you say 35,000, you know, what's Richland County's population, the whole county. I mean, that's, so with that 35,000, we're pulling people from Sauk County. There was people in there this morning that were from Boscobel. There's people that came in from Highland. Because there's not an indoor swimming pool. So you look at an economic asset to Richland County, it's huge. And it's huge because it's such an asset because of what it does. But then when you're improving somebody's quality of life, I don't know that it gets any better than that. It's just, it's a great building.
So that's like double the county population.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty impressive how many people come there.
Roxanne, you just want to get people aware, I think, and do you actually constantly direct them to Simon's then when they're kind of talking about their health issues and things like that?
We do. We've had such a great partnership, and we have all of these programs, so it is a regular conversation for us to talk to people about these different programs and signing up through Simon's.
Indeed, and we talk ADRC, and I talk about all the services that you have and all the people that you employ. It's incredible, you know, what you can do and what you do for the county and the area.
Right. Yeah, we have so many programs, and this is just one of them. But, you know, we do really look at the whole individual and what are their needs and what kinds of things would fit into their needs. So, we're just very blessed to have ADRCs, and we're really blessed to have this partnership, you know, within our community.
Yeah, we talk about your cardio and your wellness and your health. But the other thing is fighting off is dementia, which we've talked about in this program as well with ADRC. But keeping active is another way to kind of maybe stave off some of those effects too, isn't it?
It is. You know, socialization is one of those biggest factors. And then also exercise and, you know, keeping your mind alert by doing things. And then, you know, actually when you bring that up, we're doing a Dementia Live event. We're going to be doing that in partnership with the hospital on May 30th. So lots of events coming up. And that's a program where individuals can sign up and go in and they can do a simulation of what is it like to live with dementia. It's a 7-minute simulation. And then after that, there's a bit of education. So it takes about an hour. So we actually are right now getting things together for people to be able to sign up. And if people are interested in doing that program, they can contact the ADRC.
I know there's been an effort to make the city dementia aware and dementia, you know, friendly as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we're really lucky. Over the last few years, dementia care specialists have become statewide. So we have a dementia care specialist that works with Richland County. She actually is 50% Richland County, 50% Crawford County, through the ADRC of Eagle Country. So we're really lucky because we have Pam that comes in a few days a week. She works with people in the community. She puts on a lot of brain health programs. She does the Dementia Live, a lot of education for different entities within the community. So when we really look at services for individuals in our community, we have a whole host of things.
Yep, we're very fortunate. Anything else you'd like to add about the run or anything like that?
Nope, just I encourage people to sign up. If they want a shirt, they need to sign up by May 6th, but you don't have to get a shirt if you just want to be able to, you know, join in, and you sign up after May 6th, you'll be welcome then too. So
bring the whole family, grandma, grandpa, and
bring
mom and
everybody.
Dad.
Yep, bring everybody along.
So it'll be a fun thing. 3K, 5K, and again, no pressure. It sounds like just a fun day then.
Yep, it's not competitive. Our 5K people, probably a little more competitive. and that's last year we had some runners, and we thought, oh, that 3K, boy, they really went through that fast. So that's why we increased it to a 5K. I think our runners are a little more used to doing a little bit longer stretch. So that's why we made the changes we did. But no, the walk is just a nice walk to be out with people and enjoy our community. We've got a lot of really great things in our community. It's a beautiful walk and just trying to get people together.
Indeed. Denise, your mother might beat you. Who knows?
Yeah,
you
know, that's so. Exactly. Yeah, but she's at the point where she could beat me in the water probably.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
But she's still coming up to Simon's and she's enjoying it. So
good to hear. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing that I would say is that, and I'm updating people in the computer, a lot of people's supplemental Medicare plans that they have, I'm going to say what the proportion of, but quite a few of them have a stipulation that they can get a free membership at Simon's. So people who have, and the programs are called Renew Active, Silver Sneakers, Silver Fit, Active and Fit, but that we are a host site to all those programs. So if you are paying for a supplemental Medicare program, am I saying that right? Supplemental insurance. You get a free membership at Simon's, so you can come in and use all the facility. Once a month, we send a thing to your insurance company, and they send us money back for your membership. So you're already paying for it through your insurance, and you could get the benefit by just coming out to Simon's and using the facility, and there would be no charge to you. So I would encourage people to come in and bring your card with them. We could get you signed up and you could get started right away.
That's good information. Yeah. All right. And so you're interim director for a few more weeks.
I am. This year, my husband and I built a greenhouse. And so my goal is by the 1st of May I will be in my greenhouse. I will be available by phone, or I will come in if they need me, but I'm going to be growing plants and stuff. So I'm excited about that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And an occasional visit to the Simons.
Oh, and, well, yeah. Still my favorite place in the whole building is the sauna. So that's if I get up at 5:30, I go sit in the sauna and I can be home by 7:30. So Simons will still be on my list.
Great. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Denise Linz, interim director at Simons Recreation Complex. And Roxanne, keep us posted on your upcoming events as well.
We will. Thank you.
You bet. Roxanne Kluber-Tons-Gerber, Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for ADRC of Eagle Country. We'll be back with more in a moment on The Morning Show.